Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. The word lost is one of the saddest words in the English language. Whether it's the death of a loved one, maybe just through old age or heart attack or COVID-19, it's a tragedy. Or whether it's a beloved pet that has wandered off and cannot be found, or some prized possession that has been mislaid, the word lost conveys a real and deep sense of grief and despair. During the last 100 years of aviation, the loss of Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 is not the only plane that has mysteriously disappeared to be lost without trace. But it certainly was the largest. In 1932, Amelia Earhart had become the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean. On the 1st of June 1937, Earhart, piloting her Lockheed Electra 10E, along with her navigator Fred Noonan, departed Miami in an attempt to become the first woman to circumnavigate the world. However, on July the 2nd, 1937, having completed over 22,000 miles, they were lost without trace in the Pacific Ocean during the homeward leg of the journey. How tragic to have come so near to completing her goal and yet be lost. And yet that strikes me as being the reality of so many people. Listen to what the Bible says when it comes to your spiritual life. What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? In 1930, Amy Johnson was flying her de Havilland Gypsy Moth biplane. Her name was known as Jason. Her plane was known as Jason, should I say. Amy Johnson soared into the record books by becoming the first woman to fly solo from Britain to Australia. There was even a song written about her called Amy, Wonderful Amy. On the 5th of January 1941, Amy Johnson was in a twin-engine Airspeed Oxford when, after flying off course, she bailed out over the Thames estuary. Johnson was spotted by the crew of HMS Haslemere, whose pilot dived into the icy waters in a valiant attempt to rescue Amy. Sadly, both the ship's captain and aviation heroine died in the frigid water. Johnson's body disappeared to be lost until the time that the Bible says the sea gives up the dead. The whole of mankind is off course as a result of sin. The Bible says they have gone out of the way, all of them. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Thankfully, there is a Saviour who can rescue us. During World War II, Glenn Miller was a household name on both sides of the Atlantic Ocean. His orchestra's unique style of jazz music had propelled him to the top of the hit parades with such tunes as Moonlight Serenade and In the Mood. In the summer of 1944, Miller and his band travelled to Britain in order to entertain war-weary troops and civilians on the front line. On December the 15th, 1944, Glenn Miller boarded a single-engine Norseman aircraft along with US Army Lieutenant Colonel and a pilot in order to fly to Paris. They took off in thick fog to be lost somewhere over the English Channel, and everything was left behind. When our time comes to die, we will leave everything behind, fame, fortune, family, but the Bible says we brought nothing into the world and we can certainly carry nothing out. It's important to be ready for eternity. You see, you could be lost or you could be saved. The Bible said the blood of Jesus Christ's Son cleanseth, God's Son cleanseth from every sin. Jesus said, I am the door, by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Be a wonderful thing to be saved and not to be lost. May God bless you through this life question.
Well, that was really good of you to listen to our podcast today. We hope you found it interesting. You can contact me on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can get to us through our email, stepcar61@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Teaching Truth Without a Twist through Seek the Truth Bible Media Podcast.